If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, Brock, what do you think the best decision in the history of your business has been? Well, Brock, I think the answer to that question will surprise you. Most people will think it's posting a lot of reels or getting super consistent, or maybe even starting on TikTok way back in 2019. But my real answer to that question is hiring my first virtual assistant. You see, when I hired my first virtual assistant, it allowed me so much more free time to focus on the things that actually were going to make a big difference in my business. And it allowed me to still be a real human being and care about my family and prioritize my mental health and being a college football player at the time. Because you see, too many of us spend our days managing the little tiny details, scheduling meetings, replying to emails, comments, and direct messages, and checking off all of those daily routine tasks rather than focusing on what only we can do, rather than focusing on our vision, our special gifts and skills that we uniquely possess as business owners. You need that extra time to do what only you can do. And that's where our friends at Belay can help. Belay is the partner that you need to take your organization or business to the next level with its scalable staffing solutions. Partnering with Belay can help you shift from trying to do it all to focusing your energy on where it's going to do the most good. Delegating also empowers you to courageously focus on your own strengths and delegate your weaknesses, which is one of the best things a great leader does. Belay is currently offering a free download of their CEO's book, Rise Up and Lead Well, how leveraging an assistant will change your life and maximize your time. Just text TRIBE to 55123 for your free copy. That's TRIBE to 55123. Accomplish more, juggle less, modern staffing from Belay. Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here with another Build Your Tribe episode, updating you on the newest changes coming to Instagram. And this week, Instagram has quite a few new updates that I need to report to you on. These first three updates are all related to getting paid by Instagram and making money on the platform. Instagram recognizes that creators are a huge part of their marketplace, and they're really trying to incentivize creators to create on Instagram. I think they recognize that if people are leaving Instagram to go to YouTube or to TikTok, then they're definitely going to lose out in the long run. No matter how great Instagram is for business, no matter how powerful the Instagram direct messages are, ultimately, if creators aren't creating on Instagram, then the platform isn't going to last very long. And that's why I think they're really trying to incentivize creators on Instagram with straight up dollar signs, straight up monetary compensation in exchange for their posts. I will give you a disclaimer before we get into these new updates. These first three ways of getting paid and making money on Instagram are US exclusive, and it's not because Instagram has a USA bias. I think it's primarily because Instagram is a USA based company. And with that being said, it's much easier for them to pay people in the US. It's much easier to follow US guidelines and to make sure that they're abiding by US laws and taxes and all that stuff. I think there's a lot more hoops to jump through when it comes to international payment. That's not to say that that's right. That's not to say that it'll never happen. It probably will eventually, just like YouTube pays people all around the world. I'm sure Meta and Instagram will eventually get it figured out. But as of now, they are prioritizing the easiest option first, which is US-based creators. And also, if we're being honest, that is the largest demographic on Instagram. So it makes sense that Instagram would cater to them first. With that being said, the first new feature that Instagram is rolling out now to all users in the US who have a professional profile is subscriptions. Now, we've done an episode of Build Your Tribe in the past dedicated exclusively to subscriptions when it first came out in, I believe it was spring of 2022. But now Instagram is really pushing subscriptions out to a lot more people. And they said that they are now rolling it out to everyone in the US who has either a creator or a business profile. Instagram also said that they are testing subscriptions in the UK, Canada, and Australia. So if you are in those places, be on the lookout because you might have subscriptions coming to your Instagram soon. And for those of you who don't know what subscriptions are on Instagram, it's basically a way that your followers can pay you a monthly fee in exchange for exclusive content. So you can post exclusive stories, private Instagram lives, you can post feed posts and reels that only your subscribers are able to see, and you as the creator get to choose what you you post, when you share, how much you share, and how much your subscriptions are worth. I believe you can set it anywhere from $1 per month all the way up to $20 or even $100 per month, depending on what Instagram makes available to you. But it's pretty cool. It's a great way to make an extra income and really provide some super exclusive, never before seen behind the scenes content for your most loyal fans. The second new way to get paid on Instagram is gifts. And gifts are essentially tips for creators. So if you're familiar with badges, when you go live on Instagram, it's the same idea. It's basically your followers can send you money. They can send you a tip. But the difference here is that badges exist only on Instagram Lives, and gifts are going to be available on any Instagram feed post. And the way that Instagram is making this even more confusing is that gifts aren't exactly exchanged for a monetary value. So you're not giving someone a $2 gift. You're giving them a gift that is based off of stars. So follow me for a second. I know this is going to be a little bit confusing. I'm going to give you a gift of 100 stars, but then maybe 100 stars is actually worth $2, for example. I don't know exactly what the ratios are going to be, but basically what Instagram is doing is trying to remove the monetary aspect so it doesn't feel like you are sending real money. Thus, it will hopefully, in Instagram's eyes, encourage people to send more gifts and to donate and send more stars to their favorite creators on Instagram because it feels like they're just sending fake money rather than real actual dollars. But at the end of the day, it is real actual dollars. It's just real dollars in exchange for stars. And then those stars are being used to purchase gifts on Instagram. But that is a new way to get paid by your followers. And then the third new way to make money on Instagram is buying and selling of NFTs. Now, again, we've done an entire Build Your Tribe episode in the past about NFTs and explaining what they are. It's a very complex thing. If you have no idea what an NFT is, I highly recommend listening to that Build Your Tribe episode that we did because I broke it down in pretty simple terms, pretty understandable terms, but it's a very complex an advanced thing. It's the type of thing where either you're obsessed with NFTs and you're all about cryptocurrency and you're like trading them and you're obsessed and you're checking them out and you're following all the new projects, or you're like, what the heck is an NFT? I will tell you, it's not something that you necessarily need for your business. It's definitely not something that, you know, is mandatory for growing your business, but it might be something to just look into and learn a little bit more about because it's going to become more and more a part of our regular everyday life of being an online entrepreneur and business owner. But with that being said, for the last few months, you've been able to display your NFTs on Instagram in kind of like a virtual display case. And that was really it. You could basically post a picture of your NFT, claim that it was yours, end of sentence, end of discussion. That was really it. It looked just like any other Instagram post. For people who did share their NFTs, it really didn't perform very well unless it was, you know, a really popular NFT and you were an NFT creator and your followers really knew what it was. But for most of us, NFTs, our followers don't really know what they are. And so posting them to our feed was just confusing. But a few months ago, Instagram did allow us to start displaying our NFTs that we owned on our profiles. And now Instagram is giving us the ability to buy and sell NFTs right on Instagram. So basically, think about it like this. Now you can post and share digital artwork that you own right on Instagram, and then other people can buy that artwork off of you, and you can buy artwork from other Instagram creators. I think that's the easiest way to think about it. It's going to continue to grow and become more popular over the next few years. It's a huge part of the metaverse, cryptocurrency, Web 3.0, and all of that stuff. So if that stuff scares the heck out of you, just be warned, that's what we're talking about right now. But I also know that many of you are familiar with VeeFriends, which is Gary Vee's NFT project. That's probably the most popular NFT project that a lot of entrepreneurs would be aware of. And so it's definitely here to stay. It's definitely going to be growing in popularity over the next few years, especially with it growing on mainstream platforms like Instagram. With platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, you work so hard to build your tribe only to be at the whim of an algorithm. One tweak to the algorithm, and you're no longer able to reach that engaged audience that you worked so hard to build. That's why you need to stop renting your audience and start owning it. Ask your audience for their phone number so that you can easily reach them. While emails might go to spam or get filtered out as promotions, texts are virtually always read. Texts actually have a 98% open rate and a 30% click-through rate. And the best part is, it's as easy as sending a text to a friend with simple texting. It only takes a couple of minutes to set up your account and start sending messages. Simple texting plans start at $29 per month, but if you start our free trial this month, we will give you 500 free credits to see what texting can do for your business. All you need to do is send the word TRIBE, that's T-R-I-B-E, to the number 833-2-TRY-SMS to start your free trial. Again, that number is 833-2-TRY-SMS, and the keyword is TRIBE. The other two big announcements that Instagram made that aren't related to getting paid on the platform, but are related to Instagram in general and are no longer being tested, these are official new features that are being rolled out to all users, is first of all, the ability to schedule reels right within the platform. Now, I know that there are some third-party apps, softwares, and websites that have been allowing you to do this for the last few months, but now you can schedule your reels to automatically post right from within Instagram. The way it currently is set up is basically right before you post, you'll scroll down to the bottom of that page where you type your caption, and then there will be a little tiny button at the bottom that says advanced settings. When you tap on that, you'll be able to tap on a button that says schedule reel, and then you'll be able to select a date and time up to, I think it's 70 or 75 days in advance to have your reel automatically post for you. Now, a word of caution, and I know a lot of people are excited, and I think that there are plenty of really valuable use cases for the ability to schedule reels, I do want to warn you that if you are scheduling your reels to automatically post, but then you are not on Instagram at that time, so your reel is posted, but you're not there to stay engaged, you're not there to answer questions, you're not there to interact with your community, your account is going to suffer because of it. And that's because Instagram and social media in general is built around this idea of being social, right? Engaging with your followers, building community, answering questions, having conversations. And if you are having your posts automatically shared for you at a predetermined time and you're off sipping martinis or, you know, on a bike ride or sleeping at that time, then your posts aren't going to perform as well. That's at least according to our data from the past. That's according to the studies that we've done when people automatically share things in the past. So my recommendation and our recommendation here at Build Your Tribe is to only use scheduling tools and only automatically post if you have no other way to post. If it helps you stay consistent, if it helps you remember to post on certain days, that's great. And our bonus tip would be to add a reminder to your device so that when things automatically do post, you can log on to Instagram and make sure that you're staying engaged. But really, like I said, the only time I would recommend using these automatic scheduling tools is if you absolutely have to, like you have no other way of posting, because I do believe that an automatic post is better than no post at all. Or option number two, if you promise me that you are going to stay engaged even after you post. Those are the only two times that I would say it's okay to schedule posts. But for the most part, it's usually beneficial to just do the posting yourself rather than scheduling your posts to automatically be shared. And then the final new update to Instagram is called Reels Achievements. Reels Achievements is really just a way for Instagram to create more of what's called gamification on the platform, which basically means turning Instagram into a little bit more of a video game-like experience. And the reason that that's beneficial, the reason that Instagram wants to do this, is that it's been shown that gamifying your platform, your service, your app, whatever, increases the likelihood that people are going to spend more time on the platform, come back to the platform more often, check in more often, all of those things that platforms like Instagram and other social media apps make their money off of, right? They make their money off of us being more engaged and spending more time on the platform. And so a great way to do that from Instagram's point of view is gamification. Think of those apps that give you like little badges and stars and rewards and points. We even have points in the Insta Club Hub. It's the same idea. It's gamification. It's things that have no real world value, but because we're getting a reward, because we're getting a special badge, because we're getting a new icon unlocked, there's something in our human nature that wants to do that. Like we want to achieve those things. We want to unlock those things. We want to play the game and participate. And so Reels Achievements are basically Instagram's version of this. Essentially, you as a creator are going to unlock certain achievements for doing certain things. Instagram says some of these are going to include collaborating with others, engaging with your community by using like interactive polls on your reels, using a trending audio on one of your reels. These are different ways that you can unlock achievements on Instagram. And again, there's no real value to these achievements. It's not going to like make you extra money. It's not going to help you with the algorithm. It's literally just a way for Instagram to get us a little bit more addicted to the platform. So it's not something that's going to make you any more money or help you get more customers or help you grow on Instagram. It's just a new feature that you should be aware of so that you're not freaked out when suddenly you see that your reel just unlocked a new achievement. It's just a way that Instagram's trying to give you a little bit more dopamine so that you're a little bit more addicted to the platform. Before I sign off, I did want to make a quick note about some of the things that Instagram is testing right now. These are not official new features. These are not features that everyone has. These are definitely not features that you can unlock access to. These are just things that Instagram has either said they are testing or they have been rumored to be in testing by Instagram. One of the most popular is called Notes, and Adam Mosseri, Instagram CEO, has actually talked about this one. He said it's his favorite new feature on Instagram that they're testing, and it's basically a way to send people direct messages to let them know about your activity and what you're doing, and basically just like send quick little messages rather than typical Instagram messages. It's not exactly clear how this new feature will be used, but Instagram Notes are being tested. Instagram is also testing lots of new changes to the direct messages and the categorization of DMs, how you can filter, how you can sort DMs. Instagram is working on that. They're also working on improving the comments section so you can sort through your comments a little bit better. You can sort comments by different filters like subscribers or recent or the top comments because they have the most likes or the comments from the people with the most followers. So Instagram is just really trying to beef up their filtering and categorization within the platform. I think that's part of the reason that Instagram crashed a week ago is they're working on so many new tests and changes right now. So it just kind of caused Instagram to get a little bit backed up, clogged, overloaded, and it made it crash for a lot of people. With that being said, as these new tests and changes actually become real and they become implemented and rolled out, we will make sure to let you know here on Build Your Tribe. Make sure that you are following so that you don't miss an episode. In case you didn't know, we release two of these episodes every single week to help you stay up to date on the latest trends in online marketing, social media, entrepreneurship, and growing your following online. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.